The amazing prophecies fulfilled by the birth of Jesus Christ. An Advent devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 13th. The Son of God. By Joe Combe, Vice President for Development at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament prophecy. Psalm 2, verse 7. Quote, I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. End quote. The psalmist wrote this between 603 and 586 BC. The New Testament fulfillment. Matthew 3, verse 17. Quote, And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. End quote. Matthew wrote this before 70 AD. C.S. Lewis once wrote, quote, One of the rewards of reading the Old Testament regularly is that you keep on discovering more and more what a tissue of quotations from it the New Testament is. End quote. The New Testament directly quotes the Old Testament 283 times, with 116 of these quotes coming from the Psalms, more than any other book. In the four Gospels, Jesus quotes the Psalms more than any other Old Testament book. What is more, Jesus explicitly says that the Psalms are about him. Quote, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled, end quote. Luke 24, verse 44. The Holy Spirit-inspired words of David and the other psalmists point to and prefigure the life, ministry, death, resurrection, and ultimate rule and reign of Jesus Christ. Psalm 2 is a kingship psalm, likely sung in inaugural events in Jerusalem. Those singing this psalm were all aware of the Davidic covenant expressed by the prophet Nathan in 2 Samuel 7, verse 14, where Nathan tells David that while he and his descendants sat on the throne in Jerusalem, God would be like a father to him, and the king like a son. One of the benefits of living on the other side of Jesus' death and resurrection is that we can draw a straight line from the psalmist's use of the phrase, You are my son, to Matthew reporting from Jesus' baptism that God's voice comes out of the clouds to declare, This is my beloved son. The son-centered message is a thread through the whole of the Bible, evincing that God has intervened in history with the redemptive message and significance that undergirds all of Scripture. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, and for intervening in history. Intervene in my life, too. Pour your love into my life, that I may live like your child and bring you joy. Help me to be more like Jesus. Amen.
Should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. Died he for me, who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, and did himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free. Oh, my God is found out me. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?